Today, I want you to believe that Jesus is in your house.
Because
Jesus is in you.
Yes, Christ will move.
Father, this morning anoint my lips.
Amen.
Let me declare your word as of an oracle.
Amen.
Let the lives of your people be blessed.
Amen.
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 Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Can you take your seat? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
In Mark chapter 16, verse Matthew 16, 18, Jesus said, I will build my church.
Amen.
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 Now the first thing is that what is the church? The church is the called out ones. People that have been called out of sin, out of darkness into his glorious light. When we talk about the church is not the microphones, it's not a building, it's not a church. The church is the people that God has called and assembled us together. So even technically, we don't say we are going to church. We are going to, for rather, a church service. Now, how was the church made? The church was fabricated or made by Jesus purchasing us with his precious blood in Acts chapter 20, verse
28.
So the Bible says that Acts 20, 28, that which he has purchased with his own blood. Jesus purchased us. So you have been bought by the blood of Jesus. Now, when you purchase something, they say that the value of the thing is 20 cedis and you give 20 cedis. You see, when you pay something for, let's say, there's an item, the value of the thing is the price they put on it. So if God purchases us with the blood of Jesus, then our value is Jesus. Now, when you buy something which is precious to you, you behold it and you keep it well, and it's important to you. So the church is important, which means that you are very important to God. And when you have something that you have bought, you don't want it to be dissembled, or you always want it to be assembled and put together. So it's part of God's purpose for us to be permanent members of his church. So God wants you to be a permanent member of his church. And you realize that when we are born, we are not born in isolation, we are born into a family.
You
become a member of the world, but particularly, you become a member of a specific local family.
And you're
expected to become a permanent member of that family. And that's how God created us to be. So when we get born again, God also puts us into specific local churches. And just like you are born into a family with a father and a mother and brothers and sisters, so also you are put into a local church with a spiritual father over
Amen.
You. So today, I want to be sharing, become a permanent member of this church. Now, the best type of church member is a permanent church member.
You can't say,
Now, No, the best type of church member.
Nipa, sorry, niya oye.
Odimu
ye no. Aye, nyota. Sorry, nimu abo.
In 1 Corinthians 15:57, the Bible said, "Be steadfast." 1 Corinthians 15:57. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen. Ose tintimu nyamimu na hu kan hu se ade a wo yo nyamimu a wo tintimu mu no enye kwada.
To be steadfast, the word steadfast actually is a never word, which means always be on track.
Aka se tintimu fa ye se nya hon mu afibo.
Be unmovable means that be stable.
Aka se se me hihim fa se nya hon mu a bibia nka ma on fi bibia wo gina.
Be dependable throughout the years. So a permanent Christian is stable, he's unmovable and dependable.
His
mind and heart are saying, I am here forever. And it's important to have the mind of staying forever. You know, it's the same with a marriage. No good person enters a marriage with the mind that I'm going to marry you for 6 months, I'll marry you for 2 years. That is a contract relationship. You see, the reason why most people don't stay stable in Christ and in church is because they are on contract with the Lord. Lord, if you don't do this for me in the next 2 weeks or next week, I am out with you. A contract says that I'll do this, I'll do this. But you see, you don't come to the church with the mindset that what am I going to gain from them? Amen. When you are born into a family, you are rather thinking, what can I do for the family to become better?
Amen.
And so if you are not getting your expectations met in the family, you don't leave. You rather strive on. Amen. And you fight so that the family can become better.
Amen.
Charlotte, come. Little Charlotte. Yeah, that's my nice, beautiful Kivas girl. Amen. And then here comes this young man.
This is Terry Obema.
And said,
"Son of Yaba."
He said, "I like your hair."
I said, "Pe utim hi na wa yeno."
Is there any nice young man here? Okay. Kumi come here.
Nah, Kumi.
No, you sit down. Let Kumi come. Kumi. Amen. Okay. Okay, now you come and stand here. Okay, now you come and stand here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now these two gentlemen, these people have come around.
In front of home.
And then this guy comes and says, "You are such a beautiful lady.
So who
of
it, Oba?
And I want to marry you.
Yes, me worry.
But I'll marry you for 3 months.
Yes, me no worry. But some years.
I want to test you and see if you can cook well. If I'm going to be happy with you, okay, or I will marry you. Yes, I want to test you if everything is going to be fine.
Come on.
Okay, the most is 1 year. Would you want to marry this guy? But he's a handsome man. Don't you like his beard? Hey, Charlie, your beard is becoming mature, though. I thought it was a soft one, but Musa was shakra. Don't you like his mustache?
Okay.
When he stands by you, don't you see that? Isn't it nice? Ah! Don't you like the way he was rubbing your hands like that? You like it? But he says he'll marry you for 1 year.
Never.
Oh, never. Why?
Marriage should be forever.
You want the relationship to be forever. You don't want it for 6 months. Not even for 5 years. Not even for 10 years. It should be forever. Till death do you part. Really?
Amen.
Okay, now this man comes. Have you also seen his mustache? And he says, I love you. And I'm giving you all my heart. And I am marrying you for life. Between these two people, which one would you like?
Amen.
Oh! Have you seen that thing?
Amen.
God wants our relationship with him to be forever. And he wants you to be in the church forever. So you are not supposed to be in the church on a contractual basis. As I came, I haven't seen my new car. I haven't seen a husband yet. I haven't seen a wife yet. I haven't had my children yet. You are not in the church for husband or wife or children.
Amen.
It's a relationship with
Amen.
God.
Sorry, I hope I know.
Father, sir.
And yes, and she said, Bina, oh, she said, oh, I saw you, I may call them, but I saw you, but so me and such a miaka, tell me worry, and ask me woman. And yeah, sorry, I call no, and yet, and she said, I saw you in the echo. Now, sorry, I call tell you, I saw you, and yeah, I can say, you call no, affable. Amen.
Amen. Father, bless them. Let every one of them marry.
Amen.
Bear children.
Amen.
Do well in life.
Amen.
Build houses.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Progress.
Amen.
Let them flourish on all fronts.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. May you have permanent marriage.
Amen.
Forever marriage.
Amen.
Everlasting marriage.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Put your hands together for them. The guy is claiming the thing by force. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, the first reason why you must be a permanent member is because you are part of a family. Tell somebody, I am part of a family. And when you are in a family, you are not there temporarily. You see, every relationship, any relationship which is not family, can be temporary.
When you be in Kitahua, that Montemo no say, and yet it was in Kitahua, a yadia enche.
How many of us have had primary schoolmates?
It will be a whole more home, a co school.
And are they still our friends?
Ah, of course,
do you still meet them? Do you meet all of them? Are all of them your friends? How many of us have had secondary schoolmates? Are they all of them your friends? Me, some of my mates, over 40 years, since I finished secondary school. 19 Kojohoho. I haven't seen some of them. I've never seen them. We are good friends. We used to eat soakings together. Gary, Shito, and Tinapa. We used to eat together and things. After that, finish. And we're close friends. We didn't even probably used to quarrel. Are you getting me? But in the family, you might have been in the family and quarrel with your brothers and sisters. You'll be fighting and things, but we are still brothers and sisters because it is a family. Meanwhile, Amen. Your friends you never quarrel with is Amen. A temporary relationship, so they've gone their way before everybody has gone their way. Amen. So what I'm trying to let you know is that a family is forever. And in every family, there are issues.
Amen.
But the fact that there are issues doesn't mean that you leave your family, you have changed your family name. And I've now gone to join another family somewhere.
So
we don't join families like that. Tell somebody, my family is forever. And my family is a great family. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you even know that your family people they want to kill you, but you mentioned say your family. You know they don't want you. You know that family people who don't like you, but they are still your family. Amen.
Amen.
So in Ephesians 1:5, Bible says it gives God the New Living Translation. New Living Translation. Quickly, let's look at it, and then I'm trying to recap what I said to you last week, and then I'll move on. Read it with me. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through who? Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great what? pleasure. So he has given God what? Great pleasure to adopt us into his own family. Amen. So what are we? We have been adopted into the family of God.
Amen.
So in this church, you are a member of this church.
Amen.
This church family. Say, I'm part of this church family.
And you
can't leave a family.
Amen.
Amen. You can't leave a family. Because God never intended for you to be alone. In Genesis 2:18. Adam was there and God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. So it's not good for you to be alone. I will make him a helpmate. So your family member is supposed to be your helpmate. And you must have that connection forever. And in 1 Peter 1:3, the Living Bible, we find out that after being born again, we now become part of God's family.
Amen.
Amen. And then when we read 1 Timothy 3:15, the New Century Version, it says, if I am delayed, you will know how to live in the family of God. That family is the church of the living God.
Amen.
The support and foundation of the truth. The support of what? Foundation. So the church is a place of support and foundation of truth.
Amen.
You see, the reason why most people, when they become Christians, they don't even grow and do well is because they don't see the church as a family. Because when you are in a church and you are strongly connected and you belong to a group, in fact, you are not a real member of the church until you are connected to a group. Are you getting me? You are part of a department. You are part of a group. Because every part of the body, your hand is connected. Your hand is not in isolation. Is there anybody whose finger is in isolation? It's linked to another part of the body. Is your ear alone? Your ear is connected to the rest of the body. So you cannot come to church and say, I went to church somewhere and they did some things I don't like. So me, my own, I'll just come and listen to the word of God and go away. You know, or when I come, I'm in the Mimpem Huasem community. And so I don't want to have anything to do with anybody. Me, I just only came to listen to the word of God and go, no, that is not church.
Amen.
Church is a family.
Amen.
And it has interconnectivity.
Amen. Amen.
So, in a church is governed by the word of God. Psalm 119:105, that word is a lamp unto my feet and light for my path. In 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says that the word of God is profitable for doctrine, for rebuke, and for correction. In a family, you see that when you are there, you are corrected. They tell you, get up at this time.
Did you catch yourself? Sorry, Samri.
Brush your teeth. Breakfast, this is what we eat. Lunch and dinner, there's also something we do. Sweep. You receive instructions. And in a family, you are there for each other. The church is also a family. We come here to support each other. We come here to correct each other. And we come here to encourage each other. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Sometimes you make a mistake, I also make a mistake. But at the end of the day, we stick together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you switch churches, you are not spiritually recognized. Because that is not your family.
You say, no, no,
this is your family.
That's
why this is my family. Amen. Oh, you are not saying, I said, this is my family. I can't hear you. And a family has a sense of what? Permanence. Whether you are happy with your father or not, that's it. Your father is your father. Your mother is your mother. Your brother is your brother. Your sister is your sister. Amen.
Amen.
You see, when Lady Diana died, it was alleged that she was moving with even some boyfriend or whatever, and in the process, she died in France. But the current king, who was not a king but the Prince of Wales at that time, because of marriage, he went and took the body. Eh? Because of the fact that this is my family member. Through marriage, Diana has become a family member. She went and took the family member and came and buried her, gave her all the honors, despite the fact that allegedly she was having something to do with another man. Which under normal circumstances, somebody say, well, you want to do the wrong thing. You are even on the way with another person. I despise you. But duty called for the fact that, for the sake of the fact that she's a family member, he has to do the right thing.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say is that the man understood that a family is forever. No matter the behavior of the person, whether you like it or not, you are connected to the person for life till death do you part.
Amen. I say, Ebusiye biya yafebo. Enfa honi yani fanbe yetiya o. Eko swa Ebusiya. Yeche Princess Diana. Emro uya. Ni kunu ana onen no ewo ho. Aye. Yasi on namkanya. Onen emprena kanya sno uya no. Oko kofa ni mungo Ebusiye no. Ebusiye no ni misa onen no wo nyongo biya yafebo nyongo fa.
Number two, the second reason why you must be a permanent member of the Church of the Lord is because you are part of a building, a spiritual building. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, Bible says we are laborers together with God. We are God's building. So say we are God's building. Amen.
Amen.
And when we all come together, we build spiritual house. So all of us, we are spiritual house together. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, Ephesians 2, 19 to 22, Ephesians 2, 19 to 22, let's do it quick. I have a lot of things. He said, now you are no more strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Of the what? Household of God. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Now watch it.
In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord.
Amen.
In whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So you see that the building doesn't grow until it is fitly fixed together. So when you want to build, the building materials may be there, but that is not the building. You must fit them together. So if you just hang around and you are not fitted into the church, you are not part of the building. You must be fitted together. So you say when you are building, even some of the building blocks, some of them, they are solid. And some are hollow. They all have different functions. They are iron rods. Amen.
Amen.
There's a plan. One block may be to your left, another to your right, some under you to support you, and you're also supporting some other block on top of
you.
And in a building, you don't got a... Can you imagine you got up and you say, you're going to remove a block from this side? You will spoil the building.
Sorry, I'll say, block baby.
Amen.
Amen.
So, it is a strange thing for a part of a building to be taken away.
And you
are part of the building, and so you should not be taken away. Every part of a building is so important. Even including the toilet. A house without the toilet has a problem. Amen.
Amen.
And even in houses, they are rubbish dumping ground. Sometimes there's a places that they, some people even create a space where they go and put their rubbish there. Amen. So all I'm trying to say is that you are part of God's building. You may be a roofing sheet. You may be a window. You may be a block somewhere. But you are important. Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I am important in the church. And last week I illustrated to you that if we, the instrumentalist not around, you realize that it is going to affect our worship. If the traffic directors were not there, you could see the chaos when we were coming in. Our meeters and greeters meet us and then escort us to our seats. So we are, you are, everybody in the church is important. No matter how little your work may be.
Amen.
Amen. Tell somebody you are very important. So when you don't show up, you are spoiling the church.
Oh, saying I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You have to be, and so when you come to church, you must be happy.
So,
to see your brother, so, to see your sister. Yes, I know you are going through things, but be happy. Show a happy countenance. Amen. And be happy that you have seen your brother. And let there be some smiles and some laughter and things. Number three, why you must become a permanent member of the church is because you are part of a body. A body. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 and 26. Yeah. First Corinthians chapter 12, 25 and 26. Let's look at the message. Message, please. Message. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2. The way God designed our bodies is a model for understanding our lives together as a church.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah, you need to do that.
Every part dependent on every other part. The parts we mention and the parts we don't. 26.
Amen.
26. The parts we see and the parts we don't. Let's read this part together. 1, 2. If one part hurts, every other part is involved in the hurt and in the healing. If one part flourishes, every other part enters into the exuberance.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what he's trying to say is that the body is together. You are part of a body.
So can
when one part hurts, you see, have you ever hit your leg, your toe against a chair
or
some object? Did you feel the pain only in your toe? It runs down your spine. Sometimes you can feel it in your head. Then you say, ah, me tipai me. We don't know about the other thing.
Amen.
There's an interconnectivity.
Amen. Amen.
You see, have you realized that during cold season, you urinate a lot?
And when the sun,
there is, it's all interconnectivity. Because through blood flow, blood will get into the brain. Is that right? The pituitary gland. And the pituitary will send a message through a certain chemical messenger called adrenocorticotrophic hormone. We call it ACTH, adrenocorticotrophic hormone. It's going to what we call the adrenal cortex. It will get to the kidney, and then it will begin to speak to the nephrons and say that there is too much water in the blood. And because of that, there should be ultrafiltration and more water should be released out of the system, so you end up going to wee-wee more and more. And then when the sun is very hot also, the same hormone is sent from the brain, the ACTH, adrenal corticotrophic hormone, to your adrenal cortex, and it tells the kidney that the sun is hot, you are sweating, and so it should release only small quantity of water, and so the kidney now discharges only small amount of water. So your horses, you don't wee-wee much because of the coordination.
Amen.
The body is interconnected.
Amen.
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 The body is interconnected.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Senior prayer canon. Also say, I will ban. Who say, Unipediano, and I'm say, I didn't know my woman, and one of them didn't my age, man. And yet, at the in some coagum, say, you swear woman, I draws. In the chest, say, you swear be a peer. He says, swan, a quart of kidneys, and a year canal, kidney woman, a quart, not a mouth where you're there, what John saw. Samson say, yeah, ban. Why green catcher or one of them say, if you no, it's a it's no, okay, Nino, and yes, a man is with brief room, it's in our own say, we are bar or don't swallow, and yank a crack.
Amen.
Amen.
ACTH, ACTH,
adrenal cortical traffic hormone.
Amen.
Amen.
I say, where any cream, where any cream?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know. So,
adrenal.
Have you realized that when women are in their menses, or they're getting to their menses, they become some way.
Amen.
And other times they seem very happy. So one time he said, the lady is very happy.
Amen.
You know, and another time she looks down and things because of hormones that have been released
Amen.
Into her system.
Amen.
So those hormones can even affect the moods.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say is that the body is so interconnected. Is that right? And so your connection with your brother is very important.
Amen.
And so when one part of the body is doing well, it helps all the parts to do well. Amen. When one part is not doing well, you cut your little finger and things like that. You see, actually, it's not an easy thing.
Amen.
One day I went to preach, and I was closing my gate in the night. When I came, then I hit my finger, the gate against my finger. Bah! Look. I left my Bible and everything. Something went through my Bible fell down. Hey! I screamed, why?
Yeah.
The thing went through my heart, my finger.
Man.
But it went through my heart. It affected my other hand.
Man.
Everything
Man.
Was affected.
So
you realize that when something happens to you, we all, it affects all of us.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
And when you are also celebrating, it affects all of us.
Amen.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, and one of the brothers said, Daddy, we have some building, we are finishing.
Amen.
So I went with, I think, two of our pastors. They went and then we're going to dedicate it. When I was so happy.
Amen.
I was very happy that this brother and the wife has been able to build this. Are Amen. You here with me? And yesterday too, I went to do another. When I saw, I said, this one, there's a state of the art building.
Amen.
It's an international building.
Amen.
And I was happy about the fact that I am connected to this person, a member of a church, a member, my family member.
Amen.
I was so proud that Amen. my family member,
Amen.
God has been gracious. So the honor upon that family member is my honor.
Amen.
So when I see you drive a new car, I am happy.
Amen.
I may not be driving that car. I'm not jealous. I am happy that a family member has been blessed. When I hear of your marriage, I am happy.
Amen.
When I see you pregnant, I am happy. When I see you wearing the latest wig and you cut the wig like that and you shake it, maybe made in Ashiyama, maybe made in Tokyo, maybe in China, made in Brazil.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where it's coming from. So long as you are shaking the thing, I am
happy.
We are family.
Amen.
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 That's what he's saying here.
Amen.
We are family.
Amen.
So when you are in the family, you see, the thing about family is that when you are family and you are going through pain, there are others to stand there with you.
Amen.
You see that sometimes when somebody's relation passed, you see close people come and sit there.
Amen.
They are sitting there with the person. You may not even need to say much.
Amen.
But the fact that you are sitting there with the person. Because pain or sorrow shared is sorrow halved.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Or trouble shared is trouble halved. But joy shared is joy
doubled.
And so your graduation, you are the only person going to take a certificate. No. But when your family people are there, amen, your church members are there.
Amen.
Listen, one of our church members was an architect. When she was going to do her final graduation, you know, the professional exam, when she finished, and they had to go. Unfortunately, her own family members, nobody went. Not the father, not the brother, not the mother, not the... I, the spiritual church member.
Amen.
Family member. I was the one who went there and took pictures for her.
Amen.
Yes. I went to one person. I'm the one. If I didn't go there, shouldn't have had pictures for her occasion.
Amen.
So many of us don't take your biological family as the only family.
Amen.
You see, that's a mistake you make. And sometimes when something happens, you will see that your biological family members are far away.
Amen.
You may be calling them and you may not reach them.
Amen.
Prayer friends may be that close to you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Me, my spiritual family member mean a lot to me. It means a lot to me because the Bible talks about a heavenly family and an earthly family. Your earthly family is your biological family here on earth. But your heavenly family or your spiritual family is a family of God.
Amen.
And this family will last forever.
Amen.
If your family members, those who don't know Christ, when they die, they are going to go to hell. You will have nothing to do with them in eternity.
Amen.
But those of us who are born again will continue our relationship here. That is why when you come to church, everything we are doing there is a rehearsal for heaven.
Amen.
For discipline.
Amen.
So when you say, sit here, let's sing, let's dance, let's lift our hands. He said, why? All this instruction, let's jump. Why this instruction? In heaven, we are going to do it. We are only rehearsing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And when a part of the body gets hurt, we make sure that it gets healed. You
so,
see, it transmits message to the other parts that Charlie, I am. I hear me. Get this now. When any part of your body gets hurt, it transmits information. That's why I say that when you hit your leg, so the rest of the body, or certain different body gets information that this is something has happened. So then the body does everything for healing. In fact, a lot of times, the body heals by itself. Are you here with me? The body heals by itself. So when you get hurt, don't stay in your corner there and let the thing just grow on and on and on and on. Just talk to the person that you perceive has said something or has done something that you are not happy and say, bro, you are my bro. This thing you said, I wasn't too happy. Or somebody told me, somebody said, and the person also said that you have said this. But you see, those people who talk like that, they are almost semi. They spoil relationship.
So be one more. No, can't say, oh, where can we actually?
It's a way to drive you out of the family. But if you want to be your real family member, you go to the person and say, I heard you said this. Not in an anger or this thing that I heard you say, it hurt me. Take responsibility for your feeling. So you don't go and say, you are down. You say, I heard you say, this thing that you said, it made me feel this way. For all you know, the person never said it. For all you know, the way it was said was not really what was said. And in reported speech, things are reported differently.
So because
according to the way, listen to me. If you watch television, they always present what they want to present. Usually, it's not really the thing, the way it is.
Yes, and it's here.
But people always present things the way they want to present it according to the state of their heart. Are you getting me? To spoil it. And it is the plan of the devil to destroy our relationship. Especially to destroy a relationship between a child and a father. Because the Bible says the heart of the children must turn to the fathers and the heart of the fathers unto the children, lest there be a curse. So if this is my son and I want to give him this nice phone and he's angry with him, he has turned his face, can he get it?
No.
That's the case. And then when you also want to tell me something to help me and I've turned myself, is it going to be helping? No. But when we face each other,
Amen.
Then there's communication.
Amen.
And I wasn't very happy. He says that so. Oh, maybe I said it.
Oh, man can't
say. But I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't say it. Oh, this is the way I said it. So at the end of the day, all you want is to win your brother. You don't attack to cut the person off.
I say, oh,
but you want to win your brother because you need that person.
So you need to be our brother. But until you need to be kasana, if you can't be fast, so you need to be kasama. Emma, you can't do anything. But if man can't do anything, Abel.
You see, oftentimes we get to a point we think that. Now, you see me here, I don't need this person. I need you and you need me. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there are times I need something to be done. And I call one of the person. Please do this. Can you do this for me?
Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody, I need you and you need me.
Catch your visa me here also hear me.
Tell your person, you are my brother.
You are
my sister. So take me by the hand. We will stand. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
You are my brother.
You are my brother.
You're my sister.
Hey.
So take me by the hand.
As long as
there's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we won't stand.
Let's sing again. You are my brother.
You are my brother.
Look at the person's face. Look at the person. Say, you are my brother, my sister.
So take me by the hand.
Yes, you are my brother.
Together
you are my sister. Senior elder, you are a senior elder. You are my brother.
You are my brother.
You are my brother. You are my brother. You are my sister. As long as there is love. Sing again.
You are my brother. You are my sister.
Yeah.
So take me by the hand. Together we will work. We will stand. There's no foe that can defeat us.
Yeah.
We walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
You know what? One of the things that happen in marriages, if you see anybody who has married for 10 years, and he tells you that they have never had misunderstanding.
Because they are
very angelic.
Oh, wow.
But the reason why they are sticking together
is
not a feeling.
And yet,
it's a decision.
Listen to me.
Some of you make a real mistake.
Yeah.
Love is not a feeling. Have for feelings. Feeling depends on events and the environment. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, like I was telling you, even the hormonal changes in a woman gives her a certain feeling. There are times that a woman feels like loving. Feels like even having sex. Because of some hormones that have been released. And so she feels sexy.
Amen.
They say, hello, honey.
Hello.
She becomes honey.
Oh, yeah.
So you say, honey.
Honey.
Why? Shouldn't I preach?
Hey, preach.
I am preaching the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord. Amen.
And there are times too that because of her hormones that has changed. Maybe she's menstruating or some things are happening. So I say hello. And then you want to.
Oh, none of you.
There is something that is happening. I hope you're getting me.
But
the feeling is not a real mark or a standard for love. Love is a decision.
I am with
you for life. We'll go through the mountains and descend the valleys. After we have fought, let's go and warm ourselves. Let's eat together. Let's laugh together. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we have to. So it's sometimes people are in the church say, now my feeling for the church has say, gone down. Or can you imagine you are just there? Sorry, and no, then your wife comes one day and say, my feeling for you has gone down, so I'm leaving you.
We are not yet. Or say, oh, my thing can't come on.
Ask the men whether they always have a high feeling for their wives.
Be some men say they be a thing can strong be a bros more.
Or the wives, whether they have a high feeling all the time. But they have made up their mind that this is my husband, this is my wife, we are in it. For life! So when you are in the church, make up your feelings. It's not, you are not in the church with feelings. You are in the church with a decision that this is my
church. So, but I'm sorry, your wife being put, your wife being pissed. Where are you, sorry?
Are you always happy? Are you always happy
in
with Ghana?
We need Ghana one.
Are you always happy with Ghana?
We need Ghana one.
And even now, are you happy?
Are
you happy with Ghana?
We need Ghana.
Are you happy with the prices of things?
We need.
Are you happy with what is going on?
We need Ghana also.
But have you said now from today you are a Zambian or an American?
We are American.
If you hold an American passport, you are not an American. You only hold the passport. You are a Ghanaian. Because the Ghanaian blood and the Ghanaian genes is inside of you. The food that really satisfies and makes your soul happy is banku and okro. Fufu na ben kwai.
Fufu banku and nkruma.
It's not potatoes.
And your potato.
Amen.
Amen.
So that I'm trying to let you know is that we don't relationship is not by feelings. It's by a decision. It's not by feelings. It's the mind. Say someone say the mind. Do your hand like this. Mind. Say from today, make up your mind to love your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister forever. To love your church. Say, I am a member of this church forever. Say, my mind. You are made up. This is my church. No shaking.
No shaking.
That's all.
Amen.
That's a church. That's all. It's your decision.
Amen. I say it.
Don't you know? Listen. If I've not made up my mind that way, the way some of you be, you see, you think you are the only one who gets hurt. You also hurt us a lot. I can rehearse the sins of many of us. Yes. And when I see you, I have to walk away. Even to run away from the church. Oh, yes. Oh, you think that there's nothing else I can do by the grace of God? By the grace of God, I am a holder of PhD. I've gone to school. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yeah, I've had many to live in many parts of the world. But God has called me here as a family member of this church. To be part of this church. To be part of this family. To be your brother and sister in the faith and to be a spiritual father unto you. So I have a spiritual obligation. So I don't have to run away. And you know, so even if there's some feeling, sometimes that you do some things and it hurts me, it doesn't mean I should run away. So you do, when you got the feeling, you don't run away. You are a bad family member when you run away from the family, when the family is going through crisis. You are a bad family member. You are a bad family member. You are a wicked family member. When everything was fine, you are enjoying it. But when there's difficulty, or people are, if you are fighting your family, when people are fighting your family, instead of standing and say, my family is a good family, you have run away. All of you who, when people are saying bad things about your church, you mute. You don't say anything. The muting of your mouth is an indication that you are agreeing with what they are saying. If somebody is getting up to say your mother is a prostitute, will you get up? Will you agree? Your father is an armed robber. Will you accept it? Even if your father is an armed robber, will you let somebody rub it on your face? Listen, the church is not perfect. There's no family which is perfect. We don't claim perfection here. Me as your pastor, I'm not perfect. That's why I pray. Every time I pray, I say, Lord, forgive me my sins. Have mercy on me. Every morning, every night, I pray before I sleep. Because I made a mistake. I am human. I may even be making mistakes I may not be aware of. And you too, you'll be making mistakes. Amen.
Amen.
So let's stick together. Let's love one another. Let's care for one another. Let's hang him there. When your brother feels some way and say, I feel some way, I want to leave. And you are saying, you have heard it. And you are saying, me cry, they have done something to me. In the family, somebody will always do something to you. And the truth is that will not be happily
married.
And if you are close to a certain family member who is always putting you down, there are other family members. Is that right?
Yeah.
If you think that the person's behavior and thing is not letting you in there, move to another family member. And stay with them. So if you see, when you go for family meetings, you will see that people sit in groups. The guys who call, is that what they say? We queer me. They sit in groups. So you see that sometimes the young guys who are friends, they sit together. The older people, they sit together. This way, they sit together. Where they feel okay.
Amen.
So be part of a group you feel
okay. Amen.
And don't run away from the church.
Amen. Amen.
And if also have a problem, share it. Sometimes you don't have money for food. Don't keep it and be hungry alone. And then be led into doing something. Tell a brother. That's why we have the sales system. Talk to a cell leader. Talk to somebody you trust. And say, Chale, I didn't yet this week. Sometimes you drive a car, but there's no money for fuel.
Amen.
And the people who drive car, listen to me. Don't think that the people who drive car, they be an issue. Sometimes you see that, Chale, the pocket are in the man. The pocket is what? In the man. And so you say, Chale, can you help me with some 2 gallons?
Amen.
Can you help me with some 1 gallon? Are you getting me? It's a brother. And sometimes you know you are there. Just be nice and be kind. And say, Chale, get some 100 CDs.
Amen.
Go and blow there. Attach. Get these 50 CDs. Go fufu and bang quiet.
Amen.
And that is how brothers and sisters live in the together.
Family. Amen. Send me a prayer canoe. I say, Obia, Tembo, Hormako, and we hear him. In Tibus, your corner, say a dying, and we hear him. If one also ought to care more, and so nothing in the cotocum. They tell me, I tell me, I say, oh, and I say, me, I will find. The piano, Tonya, I agree with that to himself. But so, Bobby, I want to hear him. If you say, Nayabus, you're cool, it will be a hano, a yaw how. Amen.
Amen. The people who drive cars. Do you have a witness?
Yes, you want to
car,
no?
Yeah.
You tell me, I'm bottom wire dry.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you see the sister, they have won some wonderful weeks.
Okay, sister, what do you
toilet room, papers. I have to papers. They have packed the papers. There's no proper money inside the thing at all. The person, and sometimes you have to be sensitive.
Amen.
Amen.
They
say, brother, sister, this.
Oh, sister, wait, yeah. Do we both want them here? You may be a Kosovo.
As I'm speaking, as somebody says, you're on spot. After service, may somebody come and visit me.
Amen. Amen. See, boy, man, I'm being for dressing shepherd. You saw the person who cried no toilet roll and a womb. You can man, we broke a bag. I can say, only so. Oh, you know, bank. Scalp put on the bank. There be a toilet roll. Amen.
And don't think that the people work in the bank, ask the bankers, they will tell you that actually sometimes they count the money, but the money doesn't get into their purses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, number three, you are part of a garden. The next one, you are part of, have I said
four.
Three?
Four.
Which is number three?
Body.
Body. Number two? Okay. Oh, clap for yourselves. You are good students. Number four, you are part of what? A garden. Amen. Isaiah 5 verse 5 and Isaiah 61:3. Let's look at the quickly. Two more and then we are done. Are you being blessed?
Amen.
Isaiah 5:5. And now go to. I will tell you what I will do to my what? Vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof and it shall be eaten up. So the vineyard is talking about garden. Someone say garden. He said, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. So the church is God's vineyard. Now, in every garden, there are trees. Is that not it?
Good.
Now, we are the trees in the garden. So I say, you are part of the garden. So maybe you are the
tomatoes.
Tomato. Somebody is, in the garden, you are.
Rose flower.
Somebody is a mango. Somebody is a guava tree. Okay. All right. And according to Isaiah 61 verse 3, we are trees of righteousness. Somebody say trees of righteousness. So a garden is made up of what? Trees. Is that right?
Okay.
Shrubs and trees. Somebody say shrubs and trees. Okay. Huh? I like that. Trees, when they are planted, they don't move around. They are there forever. Have you seen? Is there anybody here who has got trees in your house? Have you seen the tree moving around? The tree was there. The following day, the tree has moved 20 meters away. Does it happen? That'll be a very strange tree. So if you move, you are a strange person. The trees must be what? Planted.
Amen.
The trees don't. The only person who moves around, according to Job 1:7, is the devil. The Bible says that the Lord asks him, Satan, where are you? He said, I am moving to and fro. He said, who moves to and fro? So people who move to and fro, they are operating like the devil.
So today you are in this church,
tomorrow they are here. You don't know what they are doing. You don't have to do that. You may visit. Are you getting me? You may visit. But you don't. It's like eating. You see, you must have a permanent place where you eat. Even those who don't even cook in their house, you must have a place where you buy your food consistently. Where you buy your gobe. Don't buy gobe here and gobe here and gobe there. Have a specific place. Have a banku seller that you are friend with, that you go and sell. You know that you are a constant and consistent customer.
Amen. So be a banku. Banku overton.
So in that you must have a place where you eat spiritually. And this church is your church. Every mother, when he gives birth, God has given every mother enough breast milk for the children. So as a pastor of this church, anointed me with enough word and anointing for you.
Yes.
And God has put the Spirit upon me. By the grace of God, I'm one of the very well-respected pastors in this nation. And I preach just the word of God. I'm not preaching for anything's sake. I'm preaching because God says, this is my word. And I become diligent in studying it and sharing it with you.
Man, it's
not a normal thing to be eating from one restaurant to another. Restaurant is not the normal place to eat. You go to restaurant once in a while. So once in a while, you may visit a church, but you must eat constantly in your home.
Amen.
You must learn how to adjust your tongue. Listen, let me advise the young people. Ni and Ko, you are here to marry. You have lived with your mother for over 20 years.
So
you may know what your age should be known. You know, So over 20 years, your tongue is used to the way your mother cooks. But the moment you marry,
so I repeat,
you must adjust your tongue to like the food of your wife. Other than that, you will sin.
Yes, sir.
Other than that, you'll be fighting her. And every time you'll be going, wanting to go and back, eat your mother's food. It's not allowed. So you must adjust your tongue, your stomach, to like the food in the house here. By the grace of God, we serve good food here.
Amen.
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 So you are part of a garden. And you see, when you transplant trees,
so too,
especially when they've gained roots, they don't do well. If you like, you, the mango tree over there, go and uproot it. And go and plant another place.
Mango, no,
so you see, Christians who move from here to today, I'm not happy with my church. I'm not happy with my pastor. And I move to another place. When you do that, what's happening to you is that you are destroying your own Christian life.
So yes,
and you are beginning to have, you are cooling all over. You get what we call a scattered soul. Mm. You know, when a man or a woman sleeps with many men, they suffer from what we call a scattered soul. Because when you sleep with a person, you and the person's soul get together. So after sleep person, you move to another person. Is that right? So your soul is what? You are dividing, you are straining. And after a while, you don't have faith and you don't have confidence in people. You don't have trust in people. Your soul is being destroyed.
Are you
here with me?
Amen.
So learn to be stable in your church. We have heard that there's a new movement that has come. We are moving. It's a movement. And so we are moving. My friend, is it a movement that has taken care of you up to now? God has taken care of you in this place all this while. You came to church, you didn't know anything. God has kept you and kept you. Now, an uncle has come from somewhere from abroad. Your uncle is better than your father. Your auntie is better than your mother.
Your auntie is better.
You have to be stable. Say, be stable. Be stable in the church. Stable. And the truth is that that also happened. People will hurt you. Even the message I'm preaching, maybe it's hurting you.
But
please forgive me.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm just trying to share the Bible with you. Amen. You are a garden. So you should not be transplanted all over. And when you are planted, you will flourish. Psalm 92 verse 13. When you are planted, you will flourish. Say, when you are planted, you flourish. You see, every soil, and now before I even get that, you see, you can be doing well in a particular soil. Then you see another tree somewhere, you say, oh, that tree too looks fine. I see a number of trees there, so I want to go enjoy myself there. There's something called soil texture.
Amen.
And the soil, the nutrients in the soil that you are in is different from the nutrients over there. That is why we have sandy soils and loamy soil. Does cocoa grow at the beach?
No.
Cocoa doesn't grow at the beach because cocoa doesn't grow in sandy soils.
Amen.
With high concentration of salt. But cocoa grows in loamy soil. Amen. That is why you find it in forest areas.
Amen.
And in other places. Amen. So when you transplant the cocoa from the village somewhere and then you go and put it at La Palm Royal Beach for the thing to grow, it will not grow.
Amen.
So you can be doing well here and say, now I see some other chair. It looks like some things are happening. Hey, I want to go there. Your fire will quench.
Amen.
What you are having, it will dwindle away because that is not the place that God has carved for you. The nutrients there is serving the people who are meant for that place and it's not meant for you.
Amen. Amen.
Am I helping you?
Amen.
Yes.
Senior Papa Ekano. O say say oye dua ye tu efi bibia wo e do ko bi fufura. Nti no wu. E hwe o say dem fa to mo bai. Se fa koko, bibia koko. E bibia dua, ye dua wo ire mu a enya mfo ano. E bibia wo koko no wo mu re mu hu say ah, ku be na wo mfo ano no. E o ma ye from. Me dia hanu mo no a say ache e chance na maso aba nti meba mpoano be duwa na mse asase na e wo mpoano no enya asase a obetumi aboa mu anyi nti no oba kane na won se oh e bia ye enso no e be wiye che no ni wo wu nti so na maso lu fia sori we e kwa sori we won na msa na e be ma onya mesom no entumi nsipi amen
amen. And you know something, when you are in a family, your father and your mother can tolerate every funny thing you do.
Amen.
The uncle who visits you and visits with uncles always want to give chocolates and toffees.
Amen.
I mean, nice. And they will hug you the way they hug you and lift you up and say, oh, my daddy doesn't leave me. He doesn't spin me away. Go and live in their house and see.
Amen.
Go and live in their house and see. You see, one day, I invite some pastors here. They are wonderful people. They are great people. They preach very powerfully. And one day, I took some of our people to one of these pastors' church. And when something happened, and when they heard the way the man was screaming at the people, they themselves, who are not being screamed at, they started shaking. They started shaking as they realized that, hey, no knowing they have a good father too.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
And I've never seen my friend. He was, the way he shouted at the guy screaming at them, hey, give it to him left, right. Something I cannot do one-tenth of it. They saw it themselves.
Amen.
And they say, hey, not that we are in a good place.
Amen.
But when they come around, they say, Tingle. So all I'm trying to say is that what your father can tolerate, when you go out there, they may not be able to tolerate you.
Amen.
So when your father will spank you or even shout at you, they will cut off your head.
Amen.
Because the behavior you are putting, they don't understand it.
Amen.
One day I told one of our church members, I said, thank God that your father is your father.
Amen.
Because the way your character is, and I meant his biological father, I said, if you didn't have this man as your father and you had somebody else as your father, you'd be in big trouble.
Amen.
You would have plucked out your eyes.
Amen.
They'd be slapping you all the time. Amen. He used to be very foolish. I said, he had a very cool and calm father.
Amen.
And I said, thank God for your father.
Amen.
So thank God for where you are.
I said,
and don't move around.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of you misbehave. I don't know. I even call you. Some church, which pastor? How many churches you go that the pastor, you even have, some of you have access to my telephone. So you call me at any time and I pick it. When you call me and you don't reach me, I call you back. I have been with pastors where you see that their church member is calling them. Don't mind them. But you, when you call, will respond.
Amen.
And don't take this relationship for granted. Be thankful to God for this relationship.
Amen.
If you are not clapping, you are a suspect. You are a suspect.
Amen.
Amen.
Say no,
don't take it for granted at all. Tell somebody, I am part of this family. For life. Amen.
Amen.
Even those who have left, I love them. And I pray
that
they will come back because they are my spiritual children.
Some of them, I
preach to them, prayed Holy Ghost baptism for them, bless them, that many, bless their weddings, bless their children. Bless. Where are you going to? And like I was telling you this week, no matter what you do, your church, your family is your family. If you go and sin, some people say, oh, when I sin, you know, the pastor now knows my sin. And so I'm going to a place where another pastor doesn't know my sin. Do you know why in medicine we have family doctors? The family doctor knows your history. I hear with me. So he knows everything. And you see, it's better for you to naked yourself to one person than every time you go here. You pay to
no.
Everywhere you go, then you say,
you
call it what? Come. Can you imagine this building? Leave it. this beautiful girl there. Yeah. And then she goes.
Doctor.
Then this doctor, this is your doctor.
Clement.
Then he said, Elder Clement, your doctor. Okay. Then he said, I have a job. Pop your toy. Remove the pop your toy. Do you understand pop your toy?
I see you.
Remove your pants.
You draw.
You draw, you know.
You draw.
You draw. Then,
okay, doctor,
the
you draw.
Then the next time you come here,
doctor,
you come see. To Uncle Emmanuel. You two, the same, some people. You have moved a doctor to another one. Pop your toy.
You
remove your pants.
You draw. No.
Then you draw. Then he's also seeing everything you. Come here.
You draw, no.
This one quite there. He said, turn yourself and let me see what it is. Then this one, okay. This one is not popular. Lie down, raise your leg.
Oh.
Then this one, he said, the after this man, he said that now, hey, nurse, bring some clamps. Hold the leg to the eastern region and to the western region. Hang her up. Oh, do you like that? Don't you want only one doctor that every time you go, pop here to at least you know how everything looks. He knows how everything looks like.
Only me bia. Doctor, only me bia fa ho.
Yeah.
I say, don't near what?
Hope you're getting me. So it is good that you are in a family. The father knows all your nonsense. He knows your behavior. You know some family, they know that I said, no, this is my child, that's how he is. This is my daughter, that's how he is. And so they know how to manage you. They know how to manage you. But if you move from here to here, and the new doctor can even make a mistake. And some of the new doctors, when they say, quap here to it, and you are not quapping the peer to it, you are not removing the peer to it, you say, okay, go, nurse. They have sacked you.
Doctor, more corner. Okay, we've been away now. Or people more.
Are you here with me? So all I'm trying to let you know is that where God has planted you,
amen.
Stay there, love
amen.
The place,
amen.
Pop here to a day.
Amen.
And keep pouring the pier to a day. Remove the pants there.
Amen.
Keep removing the pants there.
Amen.
Keep removing. Let everybody know. You see, the doctor there, they must know that, Charlie, this is how your things are.
Amen.
This is your behavior. This is how you think.
Amen.
When yourself come, we know how it is.
Amen.
Because when you go and behave it at another place, you see, one day, somebody was behaving a particular way.
No, B-A-N.
We're coaxing, talking to the person, doing whatever and all
those things.
Advising, praying for the person and all that.
The bon
person
man
got angry.
Then
when he went around church, initially they coaxed the person.
So
then when the person went and manifested the things,
the
pastor said, from today, out.
Remember God, said,
out of the church.
Master.
And then so this nonsense cannot happen again.
And he
ordered the ashes. When this person steps here, say, carry the person and throw the person away. We have never ordered anybody to be carried away.
Amen.
When the person was here, she was never carried away. But she went to a place where the pastor could not tolerate. Are you here with me?
So
he said, somebody sent the message. He said, she has been ordered. They said that she has been sacked from the church. And they said that when she stepped there, the ushers have been ordered to carry her away. But you, when you come, we are clapping for you.
So by
your face has become soon.
So when you, I said,
from today. You are part of a garden. You are part of this church. Stay here. It's a good church. It's a good family. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. When we are washing together in one bucket. Oh.
Say senior bucket bucket.
Yeah. We will scratch one another. Because we are doing the same thing.
Amen.
In this church, I take people's CVs and I look for schools for them. For jobs. I take their results slips.
I'm for more.
Yes, I take their results slips. And I talk to my professor friends and things. I said, can you help? Open the door for this person. For my sake, open the door for this person. Some of you, I do it behind the scenes without even telling you. This young man, he just sent me a message. He said, Daddy, thank you that you have helped me to get national service. Where are you going to? What? Stanbic Bank.
Amen.
Yes. Stanbic Bank. Yes.
Amen.
Who do you know at Stanbic Bank?
Right now,
do you know anybody there? And do you think national service, when they saw Nifio Amasa, then they put you there?
No. Okay, see, you're too young, penny at the water.
Somebody had to speak behind the scenes. That I want my son not to go to Walla Walla. Let my son still be around me to be saying hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So now, don't get up and say, because of the work, I don't have time to come church. I am tired and I am cooking. Why are you not coming? I am cooking. What is that? What's your name? Tom Brown. One day she was not in church. She didn't come. I said, why are you not coming? He said, I was cooking. I said, cooking what? I thought he was going to say, palm no soup and things. He said, I was cooking Tom Brown. Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
So you see how your biological family father could not help you in that service.
No, for
spiritual father has helped you together.
Soon, soon, wait, I'm waiting.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, we are on national service.
Yeah. So they'll put them in universities. The results are good. Their grades didn't measure. But we had to use protocol to put them to do certain courses.
Amen.
And even to get them halls of residence.
Amen.
And to plan even halls of residence for the next something. I may not give you money. I may not have pounds and dollars to give to you. But my prayer and by the grace of God, my connection is going to open some doors. So we're in a good church. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Sometimes some of the brothers, I said, brother, you are not married. I said, can't you see this sister?
Oh, who's that sister?
If you are blind, you can't see. So sister, when somebody comes, don't think that it's just that they do. There's a behind the scenes something,
yeah,
which is a good thing.
Amen.
Because I want my daughters and my sons to marry.
Amen.
I want to. Every good father wants their children to do well.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
It doesn't mean that when somebody comes, say, daddy said, sent it to you.
So we all say, oh.
Don't let your mind work that way. You see, I was in a church. And my mind was my mind was not on mommy. My mom, she was the sister was my friend. Is that right?
Sister,
we used to exchange cassettes and things like that. So me, I just see hey, are you seeing a sister and things like that. I wasn't seeing this girl. This girl was in the church, sitting at the back, writing notes, and saying, hey, this pastor, he can teach you. And then sometimes too, I can pray. I used to sweat, Lord. I pray, then I sweated. And I didn't know that girls didn't like men who are sweating too much. And I'll be sweating.
I'm not even afraid.
And I was looking somewhere.
Let me show you.
Somebody even put me in a car and was roaming me around.
Hey, no, be the man.
He said, Pastor, I think there's somebody here.
Said, Pastor, where
Pastor,
are you?
Pastor, no,
yeah. Ching ching.
But one day the Lord opened my eyes.
And that's me. Be many.
Are you here with me?
Let me be many.
And I saw this girl.
Are
you getting me? Something opened my eyes.
Be any.
Tabahata hata kataya. May something open your eyes. Amen.
Amen.
So sometimes a name that is mentioned. Something somebody is asked to do. You are asked to do something and it will open the door for you. Are you here with me? So from today, be a permanent member of the church. Why? Number one, because the church is what? It's a family. Number two, what? It's a building. And buildings don't move. The kitchen moved and it's coming back. Or the kitchen or your toilet has moved away.
No.
Number three. You are part of what? A body. Amen.
So can you know.
How many of us eat fufu? Assuming how many fingers we have? Assuming you lose your thumb. Can you eat the fufu well? Assuming you lose this little finger, you say, oh, it's a little finger. Can you eat it well? Yeah. So it means that every one of them is important for the encounter. Are you here with me? So you are important. Amen.
Amen.
The next one, you are part of what? The Lord's garden. Someone say the garden. Say the Lord's garden. Say I am a tree of righteousness. I don't have to be transplanted.
Yes,
now, what What makes trees to flourish? What does that make trees to flourish? Trees must be what? Planted. That's our last scripture. Psalm 92, verse 13 and 14. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, not at the discos. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. This is a house of blessing. Those who are planted, so you can read it. Those who are planted in the house of blessing shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are planted, you flourish. Amen.
Where from?
Yeah, Reverend Seth came, was planted here. After she saw one of my daughters.
Yes, sister.
Where's LD Pearl? Look at her. Stand. Because yes, you are planted. Come and stand by her.
With Jan and Chang.
Have you seen this nice girl?
Yeah.
Listen, and he saw. Listen, one day I will show you pictures in the church. Reverend Fred, do you have some of the old pictures? Pull them out, so let them see. You see, but when he came to the church and he became planted,
he became planted. He was serving.
People have been telling them, won't you go and look for something else to do? But I was convinced that God has called him into the work. Many of you don't respect the work of the ministry. You don't respect the work of a pastor. You think that the person who works out there, goes to work morning to evening, is the most important thing. But the best and the greatest work is to work for God. So she found this woman. Lale. Put the camera on them. Camera. Isn't it nice? Let me move away. Amen. But see, through my ministry and being planted in the house, today, he's a father. They are a father of two lovely kids.
Amen.
Planted. That's why I said, when the Bible said, those who are planted. Who is that? Have you seen Pastor Derek over there? Have you seen Pastor Seth over there? That's Reverend Seth at the back there. And this one, it has been very advanced. You have graduated. This is why you have graduated. This is Pastor Maxwell. You have graduated. Have you seen? Where is Dorilin? Come here. Yeah. Have you seen? Come and stand here. All your shishi. Come and stand here. Shishi. Have you seen her? Have you seen her face? But as she has stayed in the house,
Amen.
I see that now she has gone to Ghana National.
Amen.
Is that right? Yeah, when she was going to Ghana National, I called somebody. Secondary education. I said, my daughter needs a place. And I put her in Ghana National. And then from there to University of Ghana. And I look at her today. Who is that? Pastor Fidel. Have you seen Pastor Fidel? Kasha Bahaya Bahaya. Hey, this one, he has graduated. Because I think that time he has married. Is that not the wife over there? Oh, nyamia yebi too much.
Amen.
Have you seen that when you are in the church? Nyamia yebi. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you seen Priscilla over there?
Amen.
It's good to keep pictures.
You see,
when you have pictures, it helps you to thank God. You become very humble. Oko. Okay. Bring the pictures of Reverend Seth.
I say, Reverend Seth, if only two.
Reverend, and then Pastor Derek can go. You know. But, okay. So the Bible says, those who are planted, come. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Those who are planted shall what? Flourish. So as he has been planted, what has happened? He has flourished in the court. He didn't need to take this girl to La Beach. Did you take her to La Beach? You take her to Aqua Safari. Have you been here to Aqua Safari? But are you not enjoying your love?
Amen.
Planted in the house and you will flourish. Be planted. you will flourish, you will marry, you will have children, you will get good businesses to do. Amen.
Amen.
Those who are planted. Those who are planted. Look at Pastor Derek. Hey. Look at Pastor Derek. He says, have you seen Pastor Derek over there?
Oh, Pastor Derek.
Zero in on Pastor Derek. Zero in. Take the others out and zero in. Let his face be seen. Have you seen Patricia at the back there?
Colin C.
Everybody clap for Jesus.
Amen.
But you haven't added my own. Oh, no. The one that I was wearing some trousers, like one trousers that I can sew. The one I bought for America that I wore. Me feel some America, but my yet contentious. I'd become contentious. Me to add my sins. Show them the fact that God has been very gracious to me.
Amen.
God has been very gracious. Hallelujah. Amen.
Those
who are planted in the house of the Lord. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You are flourishing here.
Amen.
Amen. Kumi came here. When Kumi came, Kumi was like this. I'm telling you.
Sunday school.
And round. And you too, come here. Yeah. Yes, Where is Judah? Come, that small boy there, come. Yes. When they came to the church, they were smaller than this. Smaller than this. And they've stayed there. Look at Dorile. It's in this church that she has learned how to sing. That today she's singing very powerfully.
Amen.
And one day, some foolishness comes into somebody who said, I have seen another family somewhere. It is the church that put microphone in your hand. Are you getting me?
Mike,
so stay here. Be stable. And you'll flourish. Who is that? Charles. Is this Charles there? You are the one hold the microphone. And who is that? Nana. That is Nana. Nana, so what's the name? Nana what? Nana Wusu is the one. Today he has grown beard and is there. But as he has stayed here, he is now at the Michelle. Oh, this one she has advanced. This one now. Blessing her too much. Okay, that's okay. Thank you. Are you listening to me? I'm finishing my sermon. You know, I'm not here. I'm not running anybody down, please. I'm only trying to let us know that God is gracious.
Amen.
And that as we stay, will flourish.
Amen.
In the court of our God.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
So
when we stay planted, we'll. So this man who came very small, today he's leading praise and worship. This man here, he has become a big guy and is part of my armor bearers working in the house of God.
Amen.
And all of them will marry nicely. He has finished university. And is working, you know, are you done with the national service? You are yet to finish. So national service, working in a bank.
Man.
Is that not a blessing?
Yeah.
So all I'm trying to say is that when you are planted in the house of the Lord, you will flourish. Yeah. Many of you came to church without a good job or without a job. Today, God has blessed you. You are not driving, but you are planted, you are now driving. And you are even going to drive better cars. You'll be going for holidays outside. You go to Sentosa in Singapore. You go to Honolulu. The glory of God. You'll be having businesses. May the Lord open unto you international doors. As you are planted, may He favor you. May His glory be your portion. May He make a way where there's not been a way. May He fight all your enemies. May He give you the upper hand. In the name of Jesus. May you flourish to the east and the west. Anything from your biological house that doesn't make people to do well, minus you. Any curse in your family is broken.
Amen.
You are set loose in the name of Jesus.